Our first set of news stories for part two begins with the Pied Piper. Norfolk's call for a Pied Piper of Stalham has been answered. Those living in the town were calling for their own version of the folklore character after rogue rodents infested a former pet and fishing tackle shop on the High Street. The rats inside the Stalham Angling and Pet Centre are often seen licking the windows and scurrying around the abandoned stock, which was left after the store closed following a fire last May. But this won't be the case for much longer. Officials from North Norfolk District Council have confirmed. A spokesman for the council has now said that baiting by the property insurers is due to take place. This is a method of pest control which involves using baits to kill or trap rats and other rodents. The rodents had caused major concerns for business owners and locals in the town because they started to spread from the building. Gary Arthur and Ellis Spears run separate car repair businesses in Moore's Yard behind the store and claim that the rats had started to damage the cars. Mr. Spears from Ellis Autos Stalham said, "It's a really bad infestation and we're bearing the brunt of it."
Neighbours living in a suburban street are confused after the construction of pointless bus stops has suddenly stopped. People in homes opposite two 75.5 feet bus stops, which suddenly appeared in Fiddlewood Road near Catton Park more than a month ago, say builders have left the work unfinished. Norfolk County Council, which is behind the £18,000 scheme, did not give neighbours warning prior to contractors digging up the pavement in February. Michelle Wilson said, "I've heard nothing from Norfolk County Council and the bus stops still haven't been finished. It was pointless installing the bus stops in the first place. There were already three in the street for the 21A bus that were barely used." A Norfolk County Council spokesman said, "These stops are being created following requests from residents in the area to the local county councillor to improve access to bus services. Work to install the bus stops have progressed significantly and we are currently awaiting a final date for completion from our contractor."
The Book Hive on London Street in Norwich is up for the overall independent bookshop of the year at the British Book Awards. This is after it won for the East of England in March, which it was also awarded in 2018 and then again in 2020, alongside several nominations for the category over the years. Henry Late opened the store in 2009. "We've won quite a lot of awards over the years, which I'm so grateful for, but this one feels particularly special," said Mr. Late. "We've had a really positive response from customers since we won the regional award. For the last 3 years, Mr. Late has curated the Mannington Hall Book Bash, which he believes is one of the reasons behind the shop's regional win. The festival works to bring internationally renowned writers, poets, sports stars, performers, comedians and foodies to a rural Norfolk community. All bookshops which won in the regional categories are up for the overall award at the ceremony on May the 11th at Grosvenor House."
Well, a tower, which is all that remains of a church destroyed during the Second World War, is to be restored. St Bartholomew's Church Tower in Ham Street, Norwich, was bombed during the Baedeker raids of April 1942 and repaired in the 1950s. But now the council is seeking to undertake further works to make the structure safe and correct some of the previous post-war fixes. There's also plans to clean graffiti from the church, which has been subjected to vandalism. The plans say the main issue with the tower is the poor cement overpointing that was carried out in the 1950s following the clear-up after the Second World War, when the former church, of which the tower was a part, was hit by bombing and destroyed. The tower dates from the 15th century.
They're known for their calm and tranquility, but on one stretch of the Broads, things are proving anything but. Boaters who keep their vessels near Ludham Bridge say they're being plagued by speeding craft. They say the frequent wash from passing boats is causing their own vessels to rock violently, damaging their belongings and throwing people on board off balance. Several of the moored boats have also been hit and damaged by visitors, some severely and without an apology. The stretch on the Ant is one of the narrowest parts of the Broad, with both sides of the river lined with moored boats, meaning that the impact of the wash can be particularly violent. One boat owner, Karina Carabina, has now put a sign up urging people to slow down. George Elliott, the owner of Ludham Bridge Boatyard, has also been left infuriated by those exceeding the 4 mile an hour limit in the area. "Respect has to be given," he said. "Roads and rivers are the same. You have to respect what you're going past. More needs to happen." They're asking for hire companies such as Herbert Woods and Richardson's to do more to discourage speeding on the waterways and for the hefty fines to be enforced if they're caught. Speeding vessels can be reported to the Broads Authority and action taken against them.